This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, that's the old opening. I forgot to upload it. Okay. He screwed up.
So I'm not the wonderful husband today.
No. I was like, I'm listening to him. I'm like, what happened to the other opening? So nice.
I didn't put it in the board. I still have it in the computer. So I will fix that later.
That leaves things open for so many things. Later. I told you later. Yeah, 3 years later. You know.
Can't nail me down.
Yeah, that way it keeps it very ambiguous, and I can't say, you said you were going to, you said later. You didn't say how much later.
Well, you know, a year from now is later.
It is later, too much later.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. I don't matter to you.
You're just finding out now.
Thanks. I feel so special.
I am sending
a future playmate videos of me? Is that what you're doing?
No, I sent him videos.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just sending him the podcast link. So
Okay, cool. Very nice.
Listen to it. So. And again, you had another little play session today.
Yes, I did. It was a lot of fun. And we're
process of setting up one for tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Wednesday, okay. Not tomorrow.
That's right, it is Wednesday. Okay.
Yep.
See, that's later.
Yep. Okay, that's later. Yeah, check your calendar. I mean, yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
No, today's play date was actually a lot of fun.
Fucked.
But we
fucked some more.
Stop it. I'm trying to be serious.
I'm not joking.
We were in the studio with his old, twin bed. It just is storage that we just like, let's just fuck on this old twin bed. It's kind of bouncy. I've forgotten how bouncy it is.
Well, it's firm.
No, it's firm.
Well, firm, it'll bounce. Yeah, it doesn't give in.
Okay, I guess you can
like
put
that. Like your tits, they don't bounce.
They bounce a little bit, yeah. More than I would like, but okay, whatever. Yeah, but it was kind of funky trying to fuck on this little bed, but it was fine.
But the part I can announce.
Oh, what part is that?
Is the email. You can still email us at the old email, but okay. The new email is info@hotwifepodcast.com.
Okay. Got to make a new one. Can't be happy with the old one.
Well,
that's fine.
I had a client tell me that some of his clients bitched that he was using a Gmail account. It's like, oh, you're not a serious business person if you're using Gmail. It's like,
so
kiss
what,
my little
what
white ass.
Mail delivery do they recommend?
Well, if you have a website,
you
have the ability to have whatever at whatever your website.com or whatever it might be. So we now have info@hotwifepodcast.com.
Oh, okay.
But the other one still works. I'm not going to mention it, but that one still works.
Not going to mention it. Okay.
So if you email us at the other one, I'll still get it.
Nice. I liked my Gmail. I
like Gmail too. I have no problem with Gmail.
I have no problem with Gmail. Oh well, whatever.
So anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, comments, ideas, questions, info@hotwifepodcast.com.
I'm just getting used to the other one.
Well, that's why I got to mix it up. And check out the Swinger magazine we put together. That is 50shadesofpleasure.com. That's FIFTY, not the number 50. And, you got to use some today. What did you use?
What did I use today?
Spunk Lube.
Of course I used Spunk Lube today. I was like,
oh, we don't ever do that commercial.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me just hang on a second. Let me take care of something. All right. Welcome to the Hot Husband Podcast. Because obviously my wife has checked out.
Okay. The way you said it, I was like, "What? What did we use?" I don't always. We use it a little
penis.
Bit.
Penis. You used penis today.
I hardly ever use penis. Now, come on. So that was in my mind. I used penis today. Did you use penis today?
I never use penis.
Oh,
I have an shame. Allergy. I told you that before.
Oh, yes. You break out in fisticuffs, is that it?
I break up a complete nausea and flaming fight.
Stop it. Stop that. Calm down. Go to that happy place. USA. Serenity now.
So if you need lubricant, or want to try lubricant, we suggest you go to spunklube.com and pick some up. It's a great product, non-sticky.
And if you use the code,
in the shopping cart,
was it Hot Wife?
All one word.
Yep. You can get, 15% off?
10%
off.
Don't give away all this product.
It is 10.
Nice enough to give us a discount. Don't want to tell Jeff he's got to start giving us more.
Well, I was thinking 15 because I'm having a sale on my videos at 15% off.
And
so that's
where I find that.
Funny you should ask. HotWifeDonnaLynn.com is in all my links to all the platforms I'm on, including the Hot Wife podcast, as well as Twitter feeds, et cetera, et cetera. I don't do a whole lot with Instagram. Don't go there. It's a kind of a pain in the ass. I don't do a whole lot with that. But yeah, all the platforms that I'm putting videos on. So even the one today will be going up eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah. There's usually like a good, 3-4 week lag because I'm putting up so many other things too. So
yeah,
it's all fun. It's all fun.
Yep. The gentleman we were just talking with that you'll meet on Wednesday, he says, now I'm stroking it because when I'm high, I'm horny.
I hear that so much. I have to write that down. That should be for a podcast. What things, maybe we did talk about it. What kind of things make you horny? A lot of guys, smoking pot makes them really horny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Does alcohol make you horny? You don't smoke pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Pot kind of mellows me out. I don't say it makes me horny. It just makes me more compliant, to ideas. The only thing is if it's a certain kind of pot, I get really bad cotton mouth, then it just sucks. Maybe it doesn't suck. Because you're trying to suck somebody's dick or whatever and your mouth is all cottony.
Never had that problem.
Or eat somebody's pussy and your mouth is all got cotton mouth. It's like,
blah, I can relate to what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's my only downfall with certain kinds of medical marijuana. So, but it's all good. It's all good. Okay. So today's topic, should I introduce that? Sure, I'll give it a shot. It's how porn or sex has driven the
technology.
Yes, the invention of technology, how it pushed them forward. There's even other things though. Before we get into the technological side of it.
Yeah,
it seems like everything that was invented. If you were a horny person, you ended up using it for sex. And the one I'm thinking of is cars, simple cars. Where they're you're driving to go from point A to point B, and all of a sudden horny couple's like, hey, we can fuck in the back of this. So it's just like so many things that have come out and been invented.
The mattress. We can fuck on this. They invented condoms.
We can fuck.
I can put this on my dick.
No, I meant things that weren't intended for sex.
Birth control pill. You could take this and not get pregnant. We can fuck now.
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I was just thinking about the car. I'm sure some of these inventions, they're they had a more pristine view of how they're going to be used. And of course, horny people are like, nope, we're going to use it for fucking.
Someone invented the carrot after it got done eating. It's like, hey.
Hey.
You know where this can go? No.
I bought a big ring Bologna, a half of one. It's curved and it's real big. I was goofing with my niece with it. I'm like, oh, I really miss my old boyfriend.
You could have said your husband.
I could have said my
husband. Wow.
She knows you.
Cool now.
No, my niece knows who you are. That would be very inappropriate.
But it's not like she's seen me naked.
No.
Wow. It threw me right under the fucking family bus, didn't you?
The family bus.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm only joking. It doesn't remind me anything of my ex-boyfriend. Shut up. It was a really big ring bologna too. It had just a nice curve. It was too big.
Enjoying that, right?
It was actually way too big.
Yeah, okay. If you put it in one end, it's not. You don't go sideways.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Porn has really pushed technology forward.
The sex industry, put it that way.
Sex industry, sure.
I mean, it's not all just porn, but just people's need for sex. Porn has been a big part of it.
Yeah, a huge part of it. Absolutely.
Like when the first ones came about, really was, you know, I actually heard originally was the LaserDisc. Because, I mean, they only were around for as long as they were, apparently, because porn embraced them.
Right.
You know, because at the time, you know, you either had to have 8mm film.
Oh my God.
Which is really kind of hard to, you know, set that up with a goddamn screen in your living room or your bedroom. And
you can't be very covert.
You know, and it was hard to fast forward to the part you wanted to get to. You had to watch a whole fucking thing.
You know from experience.
Yeah. So the laser just came about, and then, you know, that was around for not a long time. Mm-hmm. But then VHS and Beta came out. And the reason I was told, I cannot verify nor deny.
I don't see that in my research. So
okay, well, then you can tell us what you have.
But
VHS won out over Beta because porn embraced VHS, not Beta.
Oh, I knew there was some kind of a reason for the whole Beta VHS war.
Yeah, we always had a VHS player. I never had a Beta player.
So no, never had a Beta player.
I don't know if it was better or worse. I know they were smaller.
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know.
Okay. So what does your homework tell you?
My homework tells me that's kind of interesting. Let's see here. Oh, cable television. There was regular cable, but there was a show. I don't know this show at all, so just forgive me. I don't know this one. It was called The Ugly George Hour of Truth, Sex, and Violence.
Nope, never heard of it.
And the pornography helped establish cable as a consumer medium. You know, they said 13 episodes later, subscriptions went from 100,000 to over 300,000 because it was all sex-based.
Oh. I mean, how many people, you know, want to watch movies and wait for the little warning and says, hey, smoking, violence, nudity. Yeah, we're
right there. We're right there. Oh, yeah.
It's like book covers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the more sexuality in a book cover, the more, you know.
Yeah,
I have more books with Fabio on the cover.
Of course you do. God, he's so ripped.
Stop. He's
so gorgeous.
Long flowing hair just blowing in the breeze. Those pecs, those muscles.
Do you need a minute alone?
I'm done.
You're done?
Because I don't have a big ring baloney.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. I don't have a big ring baloney. Okay.
I don't even want a ring baloney, but it was fun to goof with my niece. Sure. She's old enough that I can goof with her. Sure.
That's fine. It's cool.
A cool one that definitely makes sense. We're going back to all the VHS and stuff. The VCR definitely was propelled into
it. It was really tough to play VHS tapes if you didn't have
a VHS.
VCR.
Yeah, a VCR.
You could have all the porn you wanted.
But it says here.
You could have all the porn you wanted.
If you couldn't
VHS
play.
Tapes.
Yep.
You didn't have a VCR.
Yep.
You have a lot of tapes.
I have a lot of tapes. But they said it never would have gotten off the ground if it wasn't for the adult industry pushing it forward. You know, like you said. I mean,
yeah. Again, I think what you're getting at without saying it was also the whole VHS versus Beta.
Right. Well, that could be too. I never heard that one. Yeah, you know. I know. But I never knew that porn liked one than the other. I've never.
Well, they did both, but there was far more availability on VHS than there was in Beta.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah,
interesting. Huh?
See.
Yeah, learn something new every day.
There you go. You're done for the day.
I'm done. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
And I'm out of here.
Porn also pushed the explosion of the internet.
Oh, but sure.
They have the dates here, like really early, like late 70s. I wasn't even computers.
Well,
and early 80s?
I think what they're probably counting as the early internet was the old BBS, the bulletin board systems. You know, where it wasn't a graphic interface like you see today.
Right.
It was, again, I was on that in the 80s.
Yeah, late 80s.
And, you know, it was very DOS driven. Again, show my age.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it was very, so you didn't know it would have a text description and you couldn't get video. It was only stills. You downloaded stills. Like you would go to a site and you'd buy credits and you'd see a description, you know, hot blonde masturbating, you know, okay. So you spend a credit or whatever to buy that picture. It would take 6 years to download.
Oh my God. And then you find out that she's not really masturbating.
Well, you don't know. The hot blonde was 375 pounds. and you know, and had more hair on her crotch than, you know, Larry the Three Stooges, you know.
God. Again, showing your age. Oh my God. Yeah, that would be awful. So with the invent of the whole graphic interface, I mean, porn just probably exploded with that because it's all visual based. Well, you know, you start having videos and pictures and, mm-hmm. you know, audio and.
Well, again, it's sort of like you're experiencing now with, I'll use sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you don't have to go to an adult bookstore.
Yeah, you can just.
You know, and that goes whether it's a sex toy or a video or whatever.
Whatever.
You know, you don't have to go out and have the neighbor see you leaving the, you know, the sex store with a big fist dildo, you know.
Oh, come on. I only did that once. It was a present. It wasn't for me. It was a present.
Yeah. That's why I had it monogrammed with your initials.
Well, okay. Thanks.
So
I feel so better now.
But, I mean, you know, now the internet has provided so much. I mean, mm-hmm. as far as you can find easier what you want. I mean, swingers. Back before the internet, swingers used to connect through publications. It was like a newsprint magazine. Yep. You had to put an ad in there, and you would have a box number. And what would happen is you would respond to that box. You didn't get the address of these people.
Right,
exactly. You'd see that, so-and-so lives in a town near you. Okay, you'd see, they live in the next town over. And you go, I want to. So you have to respond to that, snail mail it in. And then hopefully they would get, they would respond to your box number to you. And, you know, you may or may not meet.
It must have taken months for people to get together. I mean,
it took some work.
Yeah, you would send a picture. I guess you send a picture along with your.
It depends. I mean,
your letter. It's like having a sexy pen pal.
I wasn't a swinger at that time, but I remember.
I remember seeing them in the back of magazines.
I remember finding some. Mm-hmm. Like when I was doing land surveying 100 years ago. You know, like little kids always find, dirty magazines out in the woods. Well, we were surveying a property and there was a thing full of magazines and one of them was one of these swinger magazines. And I took it and I was looking through it.
Right.
And I was like, how the fuck's this work?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That must have been awful.
Well, but now, you can check out people's pictures. You can respond to them right away. You can block them. You can, can you unblock me, by the way?
Maybe. Okay. Well, to make this go one step further, and I know I'm probably doing this a little out of order according to my research, but that's okay because it's kind of like on a roll here. Mm-hmm. Now I can have like virtual sex with people. Like I have people that do webcams with me. The whole webcam industry jumped, you know. I don't have to leave my house.
Is on your list.
It is, but it's later.
The live streaming end of things.
But it's bottom. Mm-hmm. It's below this. So, yeah, I mean, it just makes sense that you go from the visual type. And bulletin mm-hmm. boards to pictures and videos. It's interactive.
Well, even back up a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
where it went from chat rooms. Where you go into a chat room and you just sit there and type to now it's virtual. I mean, it's camming with each other.
Yeah.
So they can see you. You can see them if you want to.
If you want to.
Sometimes you don't want to.
But. I mean, I think that was originally set out for business purposes, the whole Zoom, more mm-hmm. of a business. But it, again, porn just says, hey, you know what? I could be jerking off to watch this young lady play with herself or watch two people have sex or whatever.
As much as people want to put down
mm-hmm.
the sex industry, porn, or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
it has done more for technology, I think, than, you know, not that Zoom is an example. I'm not saying them in particular, but right. just using them as an example.
Exactly.
You know, not that that couldn't have been successful,
mm-hmm.
but that technology is what I'm looking at. I'm going to sneeze here.
Uh-oh, he's going to sneeze. And the sex industry just made it take off because...
Okay, all done. Yeah, yeah. They embraced that technology.
Right, exactly.
And people have just blossomed with it.
Oh, yeah, I just think there's a whole lot of horny people. And they're very motivated.
I think everybody... Horny. I'd like to think everyone gets horny. To some degree.
To some degree. That would be nice to... That would be nice to think about, you know. I mean, it's kind of titillating to be horny, you know, that kind of...
Makes you feel alive.
Yeah. You get that tingly, sure. like, ooh, I just...
It's like I've said before, I enjoy bad dreams.
I don't like bad dreams.
I do. I wake up and I feel alive.
I feel very frightened.
Yeah, but you feel
I
alive.
Feel skittish. It's like, I mean, now I'm looking around realize, doors, like, oh my God, is he going to jump out and knife me?
When you realize it's a dream.
Yeah, but somehow... And this is off topic, sorry. But sometimes those bad dreams just kind of sit in your craw. You know, they kind of like, kind of flavors the whole rest of the day for me, kind of.
Well, because you really read too much into it.
Oh, no, because sometimes like dreams, I wish my sexy dreams were this good, but usually those horror dreams are more potent. Like you wake up and you think you're still in it. And you're looking behind doors, you're checking, you know.
No.
No? I'm... I kind of carry it into my waking hours, which kind of sucks.
You might need to get help.
Some people think so, and you're one of them. All right, I'm just going to go see...
I'm the president of the group. I'm not just a member of Donna Needs Help. I founded
you the founded president it.
Of Donna Needs Help.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I have the proof. You married me.
Yeah, that's quite true.
Yep. So, anyway, so, and in that genre...
Of what
high-speed internet.
That's one. High-speed internet, that's one.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, dial-up just wasn't fast enough.
Oh, God.
You better be able to edge for a long time back in the days of dial-up.
Do you remember the early days we were back at the first, very, very first office we were in? We were doing some kind of a webcam thing. You were typing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was dial-up. It was like, and then it would disconnect. It was awful. It was just awful. It was... I remember those days.
I don't
days.
Miss those days.
No, I don't miss that at all.
Of course, I miss the days of no cell phones.
You know, they have been the sex industry industry has embraced them too. You can, anything is mobile. You know, it's like, hey, I want to check out a video or I want to chat with somebody or I want to.
How about the 900 numbers?
Oh, the 900 numbers. Yeah, see, the old phone things now. You don't need that.
Well, they still, I'm guessing they still have, I mean, I haven't seen an adult magazine in 100 years.
No, me either.
So, but I'm guessing there's got to be still some, I mean, that's got to be some people's fetish still is over the phone.
Yeah, maybe, because some people do like that, the audio version, they like the voice. But you get that with video. I mean, you get both. So
But everyone has a fetish, dear.
Yeah, everybody does have a fetish, and
we have seen a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see, or maybe they don't. Maybe they just want to hear the voice and have their own imagination of what you look like.
That's true.
You know.
That makes sense.
I mean, like Jay says, I have a sexy voice.
Oh, you do.
If she saw what I looked like, she'd be throwing up.
Oh, stop it. She would not. She might run away.
She has a stronger stomach than that.
Oh, my God.
She'd be happy she was far away.
Yeah, stop it. Yeah. Just stop.
Okay.
You're being very silly now. Let's move on with
Don't make me tell the Vince story.
Oh.
Go. Keep going.
I think you've already said the Vince story. Well, just stop it. Yeah. Along with all this other stuff with that the sex industry has helped to embrace and push forward is the online payment systems. God, I'm trying to remember, like, what they were like back in the day. You know, now there's, of course, there's Venmo, and there's all these other ones, PayPal, and, you know, whatever, to make payments. And then all these websites that you can download videos or do webcams with, they have their own system of payments. So, yeah, they just pushed that forward and all the encrypting. And, I mean, they had to really... embrace all the security aspects because there's a lot of money changing hands. In
Back in the day when we were trying to build adult websites and stuff, you know, the nightmare we went through with getting credit card processing.
Oh my God, and,
the security on the sites. There was probably more people trying to hack adult sites
than anything else. I don't know why people would do that, but they do. Yeah, so this just helped. They embraced it. They used it. They refined it. They made it more secure. It's and every all the other industries have kind of like fallen into suit. You know, after the sex industry said, "Hey, this is going to work for us. We're gonna polish it. We're gonna really make it work."
Yeah,
because it's something that's gonna make us more money. So everybody else kind of like follows suit right after that. It talks about here again with the streaming content like Hulu and stuff and the live video chats and stuff, faster broadband, like you said before, the internet speeds are much faster. And this is all due to the sex industry. That's crazy. Well,
not just.
Well, it's certainly the sex
industry,
seed.
I think, helped.
Oh, I think it was a catalyst.
Drive it more. Yeah. You know, it's a known fact that the porn industry, sex industry, whatever you want to call it, once it embraces something, it generally flourishes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are interested in it, and there's a lot of, I think people, this might sound really stupid, I think horny people are really very motivated people. They're motivated to spend money because they're horny, they want like, their fix, they want to, you know, see their fetish or whatever that is.
Yep.
So backing up a bit, we have all this internet stuff. The sex industry also pushed forward just digital cameras. You know, back in the day,
it was Polaroid.
Oh, long before that, I have an old magazine upstairs. It's, I think, for the back in the day, and it was written back in the 1920s, it would be considered porn. And there's like naked pictures of women, but they're not provocative. I'll show it to you when we go upstairs.
Yeah.
But I'm sure all those cameras back in the 1920s were certainly not digital cameras we have today.
And no, they had, you know, you had to develop your
you
own
film.
You
had to do your own film, that's right.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, Polaroids probably existed, was probably another great invention for the...
It's instantaneous.
The sex industry, but it wasn't just porn.
Yeah.
Professional porn always used photographers with their own developing.
Exactly.
But... you know, and then once the digital cameras came out, I mean, look now. I mean, we have such a problem with cell phones, with kids taking pictures and sending them to each other.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, so obviously, I mean, the cell phone cameras is obviously one of the greatest innovations more recently. People are sending pictures to each other, to
maybe
people
the wrong
that cheat
person.
On, yeah. Whatever, you know.
Whatever.
And, whatever. You know, so...
Yeah, because it's I know when you and I were starting our first website, we had pictures and they were provocative. There were some hardcore stuff.
There was some dildo insertion and stuff.
I don't really call it. Yeah, okay.
That's hardcore. If it's penetration. That's hardcore.
Okay, but there was only certain developers that would develop our film. Remember that? Not all of them would because of the content. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing you had to think about. It's like, oh, I've got to deal with these pictures now. If I don't develop them by myself, I got to take them to someplace and they might be offended or, you know, or whatever. So we only had a certain places.
Well, the ironic part is people that I used to take my videos, my film to,
right,
to be developed.
Right.
They are devout Baptists.
Oh, really?
But part of their belief is... we want your money. So they developed it.
Yeah, they developed. Just don't look at it. Don't look at it.
You know, obviously, if there was something that was illegal, which there wasn't,
exactly.
Then they would have probably flagged it and I'd been arrested, but nothing was illegal. So
No. Yeah. But that's, anyway. I remember back in those days, the hoops we had to jump through, you know, just trying to do our thing. So,
Yeah, it's amazing how... things in history have evolved from, you know, I'm sure once they made moving pictures, you know, that probably the second movie shot was a porn. You know?
Maybe.
You know,
maybe. Or something sexy. I mean, have to figure for the day. I do remember seeing some old oh, this is before talkies. I mean, the guys still wearing their black socks, and they would try to put like a black box over your eyes so people wouldn't know who you were, some nonsense like that.
We should just make up sunglasses with a black piece of black craft paper over it. It's like easier than me editing the video.
Yeah, a whole lot easier.
Or just get a piece of like wax paper and put it on a headband.
Yeah. It really blurs it out. Yeah. But I think you have to cut out a hole so you can still, you know, I can still suck somebody's dick, or they can use their mouth on me. That would be hysterical if they have like a mask of just wax paper. Yeah. Wax paper blur mask. That's funny.
Yeah.
I hear something interesting that the sex industry kind of pushed into the forefront. It was... there was a system that asked for payment and then lets viewers only see a certain amount of it till they paid more, which...
Just like the peep boobs.
Like the peep boobs, except more digital. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, I never...
I didn't know they did that digitally, but...
I've never, on all the sites that I'm on, I don't see that. We have previews.
I'm not aware of that one at all.
No, I was just reading. I'm like, that's pretty interesting. I don't know that...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have for my stuff. Any other ones?
We've done 31 minutes already.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's interesting how an industry that is in some circles very frowned upon has actually done more to embrace and rocket the tech industry into the next century.
Let's not be shy about it. It's all driven by money.
Sure.
And,
well,
you know, the adult industry is like, okay, how can we, you know, as one technology is dying, one system is dying, what we need to pick something else up.
Right.
What's cutting edge? Any good business
is
like, okay, we need to stay on the forefront. What can we do to beat our competition?
Yeah.
You know, and the sex industry isn't just one company.
It's a bunch.
So they're all many. Trying to, you know, beat the other ones out.
That's crazy. You know, they probably even had some kind of, even back in, I'm talking like before turn of the century, 16th century. And back then they were like painting porn. There's probably porn that was on like, you know, the cavemen.
Yeah, there's in Egypt, some of the hieroglyphics have people having intercourse and stuff. Yeah.
It's been around forever.
Let's just put it this way, you know. Let's not try to admit people don't like fucking.
People do. I do. I think it's fun.
Obviously. it doesn't hurt too bad.
No, it doesn't hurt too bad. No. Well, sometimes I'm a little sore afterwards, but that's a whole other story.
That's with this big ring baloney.
The ring baloney.
So. All right.
Thanks.
Well, our next show, I'll be a year older.
Oh, you'll be a year older? Is it? I know it's soon.
This Wednesday.
Jeez, it's coming up so quick.
March 27th.
Ah.
Can't wait to see what you got me.
The camera.
I know.
Asshole.
That's what I'm saying. I can't wait to see it when it gets here.
Yeah, a new camera. I can't wait because we'll be able to do some really fun things with it, I think.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time. Yeah. You know, it's a smaller one. I think it's going to have a
built-in gimbal.
Yeah, see, 4K, I think it's going to be great. It won't kill your back.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be fun.
Yep. So with that, I want to thank everyone for listening. And, you know, again, tell your friends.
All right.
Have a great day.
Have a great night, everybody.